Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Those right now, those like feta ones, like those Greek, because they're like a Greek heritage. Feta burrito with like the spinach in there and then the eggs. I'm starving at 6:50 a.m. I'm not going to lie. Did you get a pumpkin spice latte, by the way?
Feels good? I ordered one.
Oh, good for you.
I need a little pick-me-up. Okay. I'm trying not to drink too much coffee.
Yeah, it's tough. Well, Willard's saying you need to calm down. I was like, Willard, dude, he is calm right now.
I am calm. You're trying to be calm.
9-5-3. The season's not over, people. What's this waving the white flag? The season, like, tough loss.
No one's
I understand
saying the
that.
Season's over.
No, some people
was
are.
Sobering.
The text line.
I think it was a sobering reality of probably, you know, maybe they're not as bad as they were in the first half. I just don't think they have enough to overcome all the injuries. And I need some of these draft picks to start, you know, plowing forward and being good. You know, look, I've looked at their last 5 years of drafts, okay? As I look at yesterday, the two top five picks, I believe, C.J. Stroud was the quarterback.
Yep.
And the defensive end in Will Anderson from Bama. I mean, Will Anderson was dominant yesterday. Dominant.
He has the highest, according to Pro Football Focus, the highest pass rush win rate in the NFL. So he wins more often than not when he's going up against
Okay. So last 5 years of drafts, okay? They got both those guys in the same draft, okay?
Yes.
All right, last 5 years of drafts, your best draft pick is probably Brock Purdy, 7th-round pick.
Yeah, bang for the buck, absolutely.
Right?
Might be one of the best, yes.
Right, so Brock, okay. He's only played 2 games this year. Diamond Lenore would be your 2nd one.
Yeah, that's a hit.
5th-round pick, oh, it's a big hit. It's
a big hit.
Then you got D. Winters and Dominic Pooney.
Hits still. I'd still say those are hits, but Pooney playing compromise. It's a sophomore slump. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt going forward still because I saw a lot to like from his rookie year. More good than bad, but it remains to be seen.
So two high-end players.
Yes.
In 5 years of drafts, you have two high-end players, Brock and Lenore.
You've seen enough from D Winters to like say
that's I would just say he's an above-average starter.
Okay. All right.
And I think Pooney and Winters, above-average starters.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah,
that's not enough of 5 years of draft picks. And it's not just about the Trey Lance pick that you dealt away. It's all the other picks. Like, just listen to this. Yesterday, this team could not run the ball. You know I've gone on my soapbox about the offensive line. Okay, the offensive line, like, I'm not going to relitigate how much they need to invest in their offensive line. Running backs in the last 5 years, TDP, Isaac Arendo, Jordan James, Eric Sermon, Elijah Mitchell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
And then also traded for CMC and traded for Brian Robinson.
It's really amazing the amount of whiffed running backs they have. It's honestly incredible.
As I see Woody Marks yesterday taking in this year's draft, play really good football.
Joe, not even the ones that you drafted, the ones you're trading for, like Brian Robinson. You can't do it. Thank God for Christian McCaffrey. Because if you didn't have that guy, oh my God, it would have been horrible.
And then I look at their back end, and they've drafted a million DBs. And really, it's Lenore. Like, Jair Brown, multiple safeties. Malik Mustafa, they took Hufanga. Hufanga's not on the team anymore in 2021. They took him. Aubrey Thomas. Just go right down the list. Darrell Luter. It's just, they don't have any playmakers in their secondary right now. And they're getting picked on. And so I think it's a double-edged sword right now. You've got your high-end players who you paid a lot of money to are on the shelf. Purdy, Warner, Bosa, et cetera. Okay, well, how are your draft picks doing? The ones that are the inexpensive guys who have to come in and step up and make plays. It's a lot of work-in-progress picks. And that's just being fair. Like, I like Mykel Williams. Probably a reach at 11. I think we can pretty much say, like, he'll never live up to being the 11th pick. If you were looking for an edge rusher, which I think we all were, they took a D tackle. Like, he's a D tackle. All right. Well, damn it. You did that with Javon Kinlaw. You did that with Solomon Thomas, right? That's what you got. Alfred, D tackles who can't get after the quarterback. You can find those in the rounds 2 through 5 all over the place. They're all over the NFL. You don't take that guy at 11 overall.
And when you see two guys on the other side, that being Will Anderson and a guy like Danielle Hunter, like legit 6'5", 260, speed, power.
I mean, he's amazing.
You get envious as a fan, though. You're like, why can't I have that?
Well, it's
like,
not just my guy?
And in fairness, you don't have your stud because he's out for the year with torn ACL, Nick Bosa, which sucks. But again, I can't say that every single day because we already know that. Like what's that? What good is it going to do to say, oh, yeah, well, Nick's out for the year? Like, they already know that. Like, that's not what Kyle Shanahan's going to be saying after the game. Be like, yeah, it sucks, but no one's going to feel sorry for us. We got to go out there and it's next man up. Like, it sucks that Fred Warner's out for the year, but you know what? Tatum Bethune, you can't get lost on a check down play that should have been a couple yards at most. That turns into like 50 to Mark. No, seriously.
I know.
I don't know what he was looking at in that play.
Will Anderson looked closer to Jared Verse yesterday than he did Mykel Williams.
Oh, not even close.
Right? I mean, he looked amazing. And he was picking which side he wanted to be on. I mean, there was a play after he'd blown up the Niners multiple times or on the first drive. There was a play where they went to take a deep shot. And this is where there are times Kyle is brilliant. And then there are other philosophies that I will never subscribe to. He's got the center kicking out to the other end of the formation to block speed rusher Will Anderson. And Richard Sherman is putting out a tweet basically saying, like, yeah, some of these offensive line blocking principles need to be scrapped. And this is why their drop back passing game is erratic. There was a play where Danielle Hunter was supposed to be blocked all by himself by Juwan Jennings. It is a miracle Mac Jones isn't more hurt.
Sounds like the NFC Championship game that you were at in Philadelphia, so, Joe. What happened then? There was a tight end blocking Hassan Reddick. Night, see you later. Brock Purdy's elbow.
This goes back to, like, there are some great... he is a really good coach.
Yes.
There are some specific philosophies that I just don't agree with. His inability to understand offensive line protection... Baldy's talked about it. All, you know, Cosell's talked about it. They do some wild stuff when it comes to the protections. Motioning too much, down multiple scores, like, that is a problem. And not letting your quarterback be able to dictate some of the coverage stuff up front, the protection stuff up front. I think all those things come home to roost when? when they're down double digits in the second half. That's why that stat is so alarming. They can run the ball and they are good. They're a great team. When they fall down, they cannot come back for these reasons.
When it comes to the offensive line, and you're so right, because as much as we were shouting their praises, and it probably was the best offensive line performance we saw last week on Sunday Night Football at Levi's Stadium, because the proof was in the pudding. Your rushing yards were unbelievable. Christian McCaffrey looked like Christian McCaffrey from a couple years ago. And I always say this, Joe, like how much of it is a week-to-week league. It's an old cliche, but it's true. A difference a week can make is unbelievable in this league, because this time last week we were saying, God, this team, they could do anything. You're 5-2. Oh, my God. Just wait till you get all your weapons back and Pearsall and maybe IU can help. And then Kittle didn't even get a touchdown. Oh, my God, it's all great. And then you're coming out of this one saying they couldn't run the ball. They couldn't catch the ball. They could barely have time to throw the ball. The defense was getting shredded. They didn't do anything yesterday that gives me hope. Even next week, and again, the only hope next week is you're playing the Giants and they're not as bad. Or they're worse.
I'm not sleeping on them.
But they lost.
I know. They've got some moxie.
They lost Scatabu, and that was a brutal loss.
No, they've got some moxie.
No, you can't sleep on anyone is what I'm saying.
That's kind of what I mean.
But I'm even more scared because they're playing on turf again, and we already saw some bodies. I mean, this is the scariest day of the week for you, is it not? You've said that all year long.
I think we're going to get a Deion Lenore update that's going to probably suck.
And they're already going to be without Bryce Huff again this week, and oh my God, did they miss him. But this is the thing with Bryce Huff, too. If you're down Bosa, now you're down Huff. Like, I can't be mad at Robert Saleh trying to get creative with the blitz, you know, schemes, but there's only so much you can do to get creativity. Like, there's only so much you can do, and then it becomes predictable. And for an offensive line, the Houston Texans, that we were all laughing at last Monday night when the Seahawks destroyed them and Leonard Williams looked like the greatest pass rusher of all time, like, the cream always rises, and unfortunately, there's not enough cream right now when it comes to that Niners defensive line to really get you excited. And I like Michael Williams at times, but you've said it, man. It's a glorified defensive tackle out there. And he looks slow. Like when I saw CJ Stroud's scamper on that sideline and the angle that Michael just couldn't even get to, it was sobering, honestly.
And you wonder,
I didn't think it was that slow. It just looked slow out there.
Even if you put Patrick Mahomes behind this team right now, I think they'd really struggle. I really do. And the reason why is you can't protect and you're not drafting well enough to support him. When they made the big deal, right? Everyone talked about the big deal to get rid of Tyreek Hill. This is what their drafts are the last 5 years. Nick Bolton, Creed Humphrey, and Trey Smith in one draft.
And all of them have been key
high-end players, okay? Yes. The next year, McDuffie, Karloftis, Sky Moore, who's your returner, all right? Like, that's a pretty Isaiah Pacheco in the seventh round.
All Super Bowl champions.
Okay, that's six, seven high-end starters in back-to-back drafts. I mean, I could just keep going down the line. I gave you 5 years of drafts, and the Niners have two high-end players, Brock and Diomino Lenore. Winners and Poonies are starters. The rest is like to be determined.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live in the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Golden State. Serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Let's go to the phones here.
So
reacting to a Texans win down in Houston, 26-15. Niners now 5-3. What are the takeaways, Niner fans? Like, how are we feeling? Coming off maybe the feel-good win of the year. Again, we've said that a couple times. You can go to the Thursday night one.
No, I think it was.
It was a feel-good.
Especially because of the way Christian played.
Exactly. And to have maybe like the stinkiest loss you've had thus far, because you could go to that Buccaneers game, but you lost Fred Warner early in that one. I thought they had a valiant effort at times. I don't think Mac played all that poorly. I don't think Mac played poorly yesterday either, but there is a conversation about when and if Brock Purdy does come back. And for the first time yesterday, if I was a Niner fan, I was kind of feeling like, man, can we get Brock back here? Not saying he wins that game, but maybe, just maybe, you're in it more so than you already were or not were in that game with Mac Jones, because the lack of mobility was a concern for me, Joe. It's been a concern.
Course.
And it was
but
on full
Brock
display
would be
yesterday.
Running for his life too. We have to acknowledge that.
Sure, but
of course he can make plays.
I think there was gonna be. I think he could have extended drives more so than Mac did yesterday. I do believe that. Now, do they win the game? I'm not sure. I would have liked to see Brock more so than I saw Mac yesterday, and I haven't said that at any point this season.
Joe, how many times did Mac Jones actually scramble and make some plays?
He had two carries for 23
yards. And a third one that was taken away off because of a face mask or whatever the hell Juwan Jennings was doing. And a couple drop balls from guys out there. Now, that being said, like, see, my bigger takeaway is not about the quarterback. Like, as, hey, look, Brock is better than Mac, I think. Both guys are getting hit too hard. Your quarterback is not going to stay upright, whether he can move around or not. They're taking too many shots.
There was no point yesterday where you're like, man, I kind of wish Brock was in here. I kind of felt like
Joe,
that.
Did you see
the
hit he took on the Sky Moore deep ball?
Oh, I know.
I don't know if Brock gets up from that.
Maybe.
Mac, look, give me this. Mac's got a pretty steel jaw.
Oh, no. He's got toughness.
Yeah.
Yes. I've never questioned his toughness. I think Brock's tough,
too. Not that Brock's
too.
Not toughness, yes. though, but some of these hits he's taking, all I'm saying is, guys, I don't think either quarterback is going to make it through the season because of their offensive line right now.
I hope we don't.
And the principles of the coach and how they want to run plays.
Are you taking the over if it's a half game started from Adrian Martinez? You think he comes in and starts one of these games? I hope not. Like, I'm laughing.
CJ Stroud had all the time in the world to climb in the pocket. They were running the ball. They had huge holes. They were getting to the second and third level. Like, that. The part for me that was sobering is that our trenches, which we've invested in on defense, just got completely bodied yesterday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.